Hello?
What's going on, man? This is Sean Jensen.
What's going on, Sean? How you doing today, man?
Well, the practice ended about a half hour early, so I guess it's just you and me talking.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
Hey, Larry, what's Michael shown you? I know you kind of took him under your wing, you know, since he's a rookie, but, you know, he went to Notre Dame. What's he shown you so far this year?
Well, Mike has the ability to go up and make plays up the field, down the field. He's got a big body, but he's deceptively fast. He's a lot faster than you think. Very explosive, and you know, his route runners have really improved. His overall game has improved since he got here. But you know, Mike has a great willingness to go in there and block. He doesn't shy away from contact. He's a complete receiver, and you know, his skill set continues to get better day to day.
With that said, how you guys have had so much instability at the quarterback position, and I know you're not one to make excuses, but do you have to talk to him just because, you know, so he doesn't get too frustrated in the midst of that? I mean, because you look at the numbers, and they're not very good for him, you know, but at the same time, your numbers aren't great either.
No, I never had to say anything to him. I mean, it's not like he's been here, you know, a couple of years and had, you know, 14, 15, 1,600-yard seasons or anything. I mean, he's a rookie. You know, this is all he knows. So, you know, we're all battling and trying to put forth a great effort and trying to fight and scratch to do what we can to help our team come off successful week in and week out.
Right. Hey, how much did you hear about that 2006 game? When you watched that, what did you think of that game? That game, Monday Night Football, where Hester had all those plays and the Bears kind of rallied back from that big halftime deficit.
I think that's probably one of our worst collapses. You know, it never brings back good memories. You know, I didn't actually play in that game. I missed that game.
Right.
It was tough. You know, even to watch it from the sidelines, it was a tough game.
Did a game like that, did that have lasting impact on you guys through the rest of the season, or no? Do you feel like that was just you guys moved on from that? You know, so much was made of that game afterwards, but
that's been so long. That was my third year. That was 6 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, there's been so many games after that that, you know, have been meaningful and heartbreaking. And, you know, it's – especially I didn't play in the game, so you know, I really couldn't get a feel how it was on the field, you know, as opposed to just being on the sideline and kind of just being reactive to what was happening.
I hear you. Hey, you've proven yourselves many times over in this league, you know, establishing yourself as an elite wide receiver. How hard is it for you to maintain that professionalism in the midst of this season? You know, when you guys are struggling to find a quarterback, and how hard is that for you to sort of maintain that professionalism in the face of all that?
No, it's not hard at all. You know, I am who I am. You know, that doesn't change. If the sun is shining, it doesn't change. If it's cloudy outside, you know, I'm gonna be who I am. You know, at my highest of highs, you know, you wouldn't tell a difference as opposed to my lowest of lows. You know, I think, you know, you have to be able to maintain, you know, good balance in life. You know, a wise man avoids all extremes.
Right.
And so, you know, it's been a tough year, you know, for our ball club. You know, losing 9 straight games, not having the season we would like to have as offense. You know, it's been tough, but you know, I tip my hat to my teammates. You know, we've all had to go through it, but nobody's quit. Nobody's gonna lay down, and we're still gonna compete to the very last, you know, second ticks off the clock on the final game.
Hey, what do you think of Brandon Marshall? He's a big fan of yours. What do you think of Brandon and what he's done this season?
I love Brandon, man. I really do, man. He's a special player, and I'm very fortunate that he's allowed me to become, you know, friends with him over the years, and I've enjoyed watching him just continue to get better and better, and reap the rewards of his hard work. You know, I knew he was going to have a lot of success going to Chicago and being there with Jay Cutler, and just as a friend, you know, it's great to see him, you know, smiling and enjoying football and having a great time, winning games, and I mean, that's all I've ever wanted for him, and he's doing that right now. And you know, I talked to him a couple weeks back, and you know, he's just telling me about the season, and you know, I'm elated for him.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he continues to keep keep playing well for that team, and hopefully they'll find a way to get into the playoffs. You know, maybe split down the stretch.
Hey, I've never actually talked to you about this, but just as an NFL fan, when you watch Cutler, what do you see when you watch that? When you watch him as a quarterback?
As a competitor, man, I love the way Jay plays. You know, you gotta when you watch him, you know, he's laying it all on the line every single day, you know, every single game. And you know, as a football player, all you can ever ask for is your teammates that he does that. And you know, nobody on that team could ever say he ever quit or laid down or he's gonna beat Jay, and that's great. You know, I like that.
Mm-hmm. And last thing, Tillman. You faced him, I think, just a couple times, but when you watch film of him or when you've gone up against him, what stands out to you about him as a corner relative to some of the other ones you've faced?
He's playing at an all-pro level. He's very active. You know, he's not afraid to get involved in the run game. You know, he's always around the football. I mean, you think of a guy causing 10 turnovers in one season at the cornerback position, that's I mean, I don't have any words for it. You know, it's just something that's so unbelievable. You know, he's an elite player for a reason. You know, he puts in the time. You can tell he's a film rat. He stays in the room and watches a lot of tape. He finds out what guys' tendencies are, and he makes you pay when you don't pay attention to details. Tim Jennings is having an All-Pro season as well. Major Wright, I mean, Lance Briggs, obviously, and Julius Pepper. I mean, these guys, they have a lot of really talented players, you know, like Brian Urlacher, as always. I mean, they're a very, very, very talented group, and one that we have to respect and be ready for.
Hey, last thing on Tillman. Do you, with the distinction of his ability to force fumbles, you've played against some outstanding cornerbacks since you've entered the league. Do you consider him like a Hall of Fame caliber cornerback just because of that uniqueness of the ability to force fumbles?
Oh man, I'm not good with the whole, you know, distinction of Hall of Famers and stuff
okay.
like that.
That's cool. Don't sweat it.
I don't have that much knowledge, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta ask my next guy, more of an expert. But I just know that his skill set is different from any other player that I played against.
Right.
You know. Okay. With the exception of Charles Woodson. Charles Woodson has some of those same characteristics. He causes a lot of turnovers, you know, being around the football, just knowing how to strip it like that. And so those guys, I would say, are similar in the way they play and the way they change the outcome of games.
Okay, all right, brother. Cool. Good to talk to you.
All right. Good talking to you, too.